The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
And I were having our mid-morning coffee.
As I recall, you take cream and no sugar, right?
That's right. Goodness, how do you remember? Well, I had to do some marketing, so I thought I'd stop by.
Oh,
I'm glad you did. Sit down, sit down. Well, I imagine you know this, but I thought I ought to mention it just in case you didn't. There's a man outside digging a great big hole right in the middle of your blacktop driveway.
I know, I know.
That's Mr. Zimilovchik.
He's fixing our pump. We've been without water for 3 days.
And you certainly don't realize how much you use water until you don't have it.
Oh, heavens, what have you done without it?
Oh, I got a dozen big bottles of that spring water for washing and cooking, and we brought up some of the lake water and heated that for baths, but what a nuisance.
Oh, goodness, you can take baths at my house if you want to.
Oh, we may just do that if this goes on much longer.
Have a cookie, Eleanor.
Oh, thanks. One thing I don't understand, why is the man digging a hole in the driveway to fix the water pump?
Oh, that's a sad story, really. There's no city waterway out here, you know. We have a well and a pump.
And when the workmen came to put the asphalt driveway in, they just plain covered up the well.
But how could that possibly happen?
Oh, who knows why these crazy things happen when you build a house. But no one knows better than we that they do happen. We didn't even know it. We never had any water trouble before. And when it just stopped the other morning, we couldn't even find the pump.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not very funny, no. I guess, but
these are the things that are funny afterwards, you know?
Well, I wonder if you're going to have it fixed today.
Well, what's the fault, Messenger? I'd like to wash my hair.
Yeah, I think I will. I hate to have another day without water.
Planning a picnic?
We'll have more fun if it's well planned. Of course, you won't forget food. But how about blankets or extra newspapers to sit on? How about extra paper bags to put all the trash in when you're through? How about insurance against a change in weather? And something very important outdoors is an effective means of keeping hungry gnats, flies, mosquitoes, and ants away. After all, your picnic's for you, not for them. CBS Radio suggests plan to eliminate nature's uninvited guests, pests. Plan perhaps along these lines.
And now, Bridgeport, your very best spray to keep insects away, brings you Jonathan Winters at the ballpark.
Friends, I was out there pitching tonight. I couldn't even think the first inning.
Oh, there's flies, mosquitoes, and that.
I was a bit silly.
Well, I'm going to quit baseball unless I can use Bridgeport Bug Bomb.
Fans, for a bug-free summer, use Bridgeport Bug Bomb, the all-purpose bomb for flying and crawling bugs.
Bugs can't get away
from a Bridgeport spray.
Remember,
use Bridgeport Bug Bomb and get rid of them bugs, or don't pitch no more.
Hello, Mr. Piper, please.
Yes, his wife.
Thank you.
Oh, honestly, I hate to tell him.
I don't blame him. He's certainly going to hit the ceiling.
Don't wash up the coffee cups now, Aunt Effie. Leave them, we'll do them with a lunch dish. And be like, hello?
Yes. Is he going to be in conference very long? Well, this is sort of an emergency. Could you get a message to him that I must talk to him if only for a second? Thank you.
Oh, wouldn't you know, he's in Mr. Cranshaw's office for a conference. He'll have a fit because I interrupted him.
Well, he'll be fit to be tied anyhow when you tell him about the pump.
Oh, I don't know why those things are always so expensive. You know, you don't mind paying a lot of money for something that is beautiful and you just love.
Mm.
But I always think it's terrible to pay out good money for anything as unattractive as a pump.
No.
Hello? Hi, dear. Yes, I know you are, but I felt I should tell you about the pump.
No, it can't wait, dear. The man is out here. I went out to ask him if he'd be finished today, and he said he would if he could get a new pump.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It doesn't work, and we have to have a new one.
Well, I don't know what's wrong.
The man said the motor was burned out.
Look, I don't know. Don't keep asking me, dear. I don't know anything about pumps. All I know is we have to get a new one, and I suppose we'll have to get a new one, but I didn't want to tell the man to go ahead until I talked to you, because a new one costs $175.
Honey, don't do that. You'll blast my eardrum.
Oh, I can hear him way over here.
I can't help it, dear. I didn't want to do anything. All right.
He'll come home at noon. I'm to tell the man not to do a thing until he talks to him.
Thank you.
What is Mr. Rogers' phone number?
Oh, hi, dear. Mr. Rogers.
Yes, Mr. Rogers.
Why are you calling him?
What's the
city? Just calm down a minute and tell me what has happened. I saw you drive up. You've been out there talking to Mr. Zimilovchik. And what did he say?
Nothing.
Oh, he must have said something. Your face is just white.
Well, I am so sick and tired of having to fork out money for no reason at all.
Well, I'd say there was a very good reason. We haven't any water.
And why haven't we any water?
The pump is broken.
The pump is broken.
Well, the motor's burned out.
The motor's burned out. And why is the motor burned out? That pump isn't even a year old. It hasn't even had steady use all that time. Look, we moved in here in November.
Well, we lived in the garage for 2 months before that, dear.
All right. Say September, then. Even so.
Well, what did the pump man say?
Pump man said nothing. Nothing. I mean, he just keeps saying, this one's shot. You need a new pump. It's up to you if you want water.
Well, I guess he's right.
Lunch is ready.
Why don't you have a nice lunch, dear, and then maybe...
No, I don't want anything. I couldn't eat. Now, look, where's the phone book?
Oh, can't eat. Oh, I made blueberry muffins especially for you.
Rogers, I'm sorry. I know, Aunt Effie. I'm just not hungry.
Oh, goodness, you never come home for lunch, and I thought it would be nice for you to have a decent lunch for a change, instead of resting out one of those crowded restaurants and gulping down those awful hot plate specials.
Yes, well, I
couldn't you eat just one blueberry muffin, dear?
I can't even think of blueberry muffins right now. Rogers, here we are. Here we are. Oh, golly, I just hope he's in.
I don't see why you're calling him about this and bothering him.
Look, he was the architect, wasn't he? He's the one who recommended this pump man last year.
Well, what do you expect him to do about it?
But look, I can't even talk to this guy out here. I don't get anywhere. He just stands there and tells me his name. Maybe Mr. Rogers talked to him.
Well, I don't see why Mr. Rogers would have any more effect than you.
Look, Mr. Rogers is an architect. He apparently recommends this guy for John. Well, by golly, he ought to think twice about recommending a man who installs pumps that don't even last a year.
If I butter a blueberry muffin and bring it in here to you, will you eat it? They're delicious.
Oh, Aunt Effie,
I'll butter one and bring it in. And some nice homemade tomato soup. You can have it on a tray.
I tell you, I stand here on the brink of bankruptcy because of this house, and all she can think about is blueberry muffins.
Call Mr. Rogers.
Oh, now, Mr. Piper, I understand how you feel.
I just do not see why I should be expected to bear the cost of replacing what was a new pump, less than a year ago.
I understand. However, and after my conversation with Mr. Zimilovchik, I was reminded...
Have you had lunch, Mr. Rogers?
Lunch?
Yes, had lunch?
Oh, yes. Thank you. As I was saying...
I made some wonderful blueberry muffins.
And Effie...
Other people have always loved my blueberry muffins.
Yes, I love your blueberry muffins, too. But right now, Aunt Effie, Mr. Rogers...
Mr. Rogers has had his lunch, Aunt.
Well, I'll bet he didn't have anything as good as my blueberry muffins.
Well, no, I probably didn't. Now, about the pump.
Yes.
If you recall, Mr. Piper, at the time the pump was installed, Mr. Zimilovchik recommended quite a different type of pump. However, you insisted, if you recall, on the installation of a submersible pump.
Submersible pump. Yes, that's right. I remember hearing that word before, submersible. He's right, dear. You did talk about it.
Wait a minute. I believe at the time you had some friend who suggested that type pump. Which is a fine pump for certain things, but which neither Mr. Zimilovchik nor I felt was the more suitable pump for your particular needs. If you recall, Mr. Piper?
Milt Fairman. He's the one who told you about it. He had one, and he and Captain were over one night, and he's the one who talked you into it. And at the time, I remember, I said to you...
All right. And I think at the time, Mr. Zimilovchik warned you that you might have trouble because of certain existing conditions in relation to the particular construction of your well shaft.
Okay. Again, it turns out to be all my fault.
Now, honey, we all make mistakes. Nobody holds it against you.
No, of course not.
No, indeed.
Thank you. I'm glad to know you all forgive me for having to spend another $175.
You know, sometimes I'm sorry we ever decided to build this house. It seems to have made you a little bitter.
It seems to have made me a little broke. Not only the $175 for the new pump, but that doesn't even include the labor charges. Heaven knows what they'll be. They hear him talk out there about what a job digging up the driveway was.
Well, of course. Underneath the asphalt, you did insist on putting down a 10-inch layer of heavy stones. You wanted to make sure you had a substantial driveway that would last a lifetime.
No, I don't say it wasn't a good idea. It was.
But At the time, if you recall, I did say...
Mr. Rogers, the point is, can we get a new pump installed today? We need water.
Well, now, I was coming to that. If you recall, we had to send away to the one you have. And I think it was 6 weeks delivered.
6 weeks?
Mr. Zimilovchek said there was one place that might have it if he could use your phone.
Oh, by all means, he can certainly use my phone.
Mr. Rogers, I'm going to get you a blueberry muffin.
Doesn't Aunt Effie think of anything but food?
Well, I can't think of anything but water. Please, let's see if we can get a pump.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Has this ever happened to you? You're backing up in your automobile at the breathtaking speed of something like 5 miles an hour or so when you suddenly connect with a tree, a post, or some other object that suddenly materialized behind you. If it has happened to you, you know it can give you quite a jolt. That's at 5 miles an hour, remember. Now, out on the highway, naturally you travel much faster. Think for a minute. Think of that 5-mile-an-hour impact multiplied by the jaws of physics, something like 100-fold. Think of colliding head-on with another car. It's a distinctly unpleasant thought, isn't it? But the laws of physics are immutable. No one can get them waived. There are 2 points here. You've heard of them both before. One, speeding can be deadly. And two, unfortunately, sometimes the other fellow isn't as careful a driver as you are. He might do you the frightening discourtesy of drifting over into your lane, approaching from the opposite direction. So keep within the speed limit, keep alert, take care, and get there.
And Effie, we're getting a new pump, and you'll have it installed today.
Oh, thank heaven.
Jared, look, I apologize, Mr. Rogers, I really do. I know I get excited about these
things. Not at all.
And if I'd listened to you instead of taking advice from all my well-meaning friends, I'd have been a lot better off.
Well, as Mrs. Piper said, we all make mistakes.
Yes, I guess so, but boy, when I make them, I sure make some buttes.
Do you think Mr. Zimilovchek would like one of my blueberry muffins?
You know what? I think he would love one, Anne.
Well, I believe I'll just take him out one and also a cup of hot coffee. Why, I always hate to see workmen sitting down eating lunch out of those paper sacks.
Yeah.
Well, we do thank you, Mr. Rogers. Mm-hmm. The thought of having no water over the weekend and with company coming.
Company?
Yes, dear. If you recall, it's Memorial Day weekend.
I know it's Memorial Day weekend. We're driving over to my folks.
My Uncle Charles, Aunt Florence, and my mother are coming here.
Well, I think I'd better run along. I guess life wouldn't be much fun if everything went smoothly.
Well, we wouldn't know. That never happens around here.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Dorothy Duckworth, and John Gibson, and is produced by Walter Hart.